Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about, I saw a thing on like Reddit or somewhere that was basically what ruined your birthday. And it occurred to me that I think every human on planet Earth has at least one birthday that you're like, that was the year.
Nope.
Shut up. None?
None.
You're 30 some years old. You've had a bad birthday.
I'm 32. I'm sure I've had, well, there was a birthday when we went ice skating and my mom fell and she says her knee has never been the same, but I have fond memories of that day.
So you hate your mom. Got it?
I love my mom.
Oh my God. You're
sure
a birthday person, aren't you?
I'm a
birthday
person.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And you know what? It's going to be tough, Slacker, because
my birthday's right before yours.
Our birthdays are a day apart.
Do you
weird? Should we?
It is very weird.
Why is that weird?
It just of all the days.
There's
300 of them.
One of my former coworkers, her birthday's 2 days after mine. Something weird about like that time of year and working in this.
It's
field.
A bunch of Aries. We're a bunch of attention seeking. Yep.
Yeah.
Are you a person who needs a full month of fanfare?
I don't need a month. Oh my God. I would like for it to be acknowledged, and I usually
for how
plan
many days pre.
Well, I'd like everyone to know it's coming up. And then I like to plan something on the weekend around it. Now, the last 2 years have been interesting.
Sorry, I'm just playing the fanfare.
Hear ye, hear ye.
On this day, sprung from the loins.
Ew, sorry. Don't say loins.
How you got here. You sprung from your mom's loins, mm-hmm. who you hate.
No,
and
I love her.
Joy in her broken body on the ice skating
rink. She didn't break her knee. Okay. And I didn't know at the time. But the last two birthdays have been interesting. 1 year, my sister got married the day after. So rehearsal dinner was my birthday. They got me a pinata.
Oh, so was that?
It was actually really fun.
That was really great.
Okay. My whole family was there.
It didn't intrude on your.
Right.
To you.
This last year, I was convinced it was going to be the worst birthday of my life because I had some stuff going on. Friends were being mean. No one was around. I was bummed out.
Oh my
gosh. Day before my birthday, who walks in my front door? My best friend from Nashville.
Oh.
My fiance, well, my boyfriend at the time, had flown her out. The next day, on my birthday, he proposed. So I'm really a big fan of birthdays.
Okay, Erica, do you know how the show works, though?
Oh, we're supposed to talk about bad.
Yeah,
ones.
We're doing bad birthdays.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Worst
sorry.
Birthday of my life. When I was to be betrothed to my.
Yeah.
Oh,
we need a bad one.
We're doing. Yeah.
I don't have a bad one.
I have
the birthday before that. My nephew was born the day of my birthday party. It was awesome.
So we'd like to hear your bad birthday stories. I have a great one that I'd like to share with the class.
Is it going to ruin my day?
No. My son's birthday. I know how to just keep pulling her back in. My son's birthday is the same as Taylor Swift's.
December 13th?
Yes. But that year, that landed on a Sunday, I believe. So we had a huge party for him on Saturday. We took everybody to Boondocks and let him just go ham on like cupcakes and everything.
Yeah.
He went nuts. So then on the day of his birthday, like he wakes up like hungover because he's
but
just
not.
Eaten so much
sugar.
Greasy, sugary, mm-hmm. horrifying food.
That's the way
spends
to do it.
Spends the whole day, wouldn't get off the couch. He's like, oh. And I'm just like, bro, I love you. Happy birthday. But that's what you get. I mean, like eventually you'll learn.
How old was
he's
he?
He's like 9 or 10.
Nine
years old.
Wait, you didn't stop a 9 or 10 year old and be like, that might be enough.
No, because it's his birthday party. I'm like, get after it. Go, go.
Wow.
So at 10:30 at night, he's wallowed in self-pity on the couch the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he gets up. I'm like, you got to go to bed. He gets up and he goes, ah, it hurts like right here. And he points and I'm like, get in the car. He points right to where the appendix are.
Oh.
And
oh,
we had to haul butt to Children's Hospital Colorado, and they sliced him open and pulled his ruptured appendix out of his body.
And you?
I spent the whole day laughing at him going like, you ate too much candy. It's
like, you'll learn a lesson one way or another.
It's like, oh. He didn't disown you as a father.
No, he can't. I had to pay the hospital bill. Right, otherwise,
true.
He couldn't go home.
True, true. Wow, that's a
so
crummy
that's
birthday.
A ruined birthday. Not, oh no, my, he got proposed to.
When I actually didn't say my birthday was ruined. I said, I don't really believe in ruined birthdays.
This is how the show goes, right? We're telling the bad birthday stories and like you hijacked
yeah,
it with
yeah,
all
yeah.
your
you're right.
perfect. One time a unicorn came out of the, oh, okay. Here's the thing. If you have a bad birthday story, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text that number, call that number. Don't speak, Erica. Because you were going to say another good birthday.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was going to say, I'm curious what ruined T-Hack's birthday.
Oh, it was my, whatever age you are in fifth grade. I was for sure in fifth grade. It was my birthday and we were in class and my friends and I across the room, you know, we started mouthing words to each other, innocent, just trying to make each other laugh while the class is going on. And then we start mouthing curse words to each other.
Oh.
Not actually saying them.
Just mouthing.
Mouthing them, making each other snicker.
Like you said, you were saying the word or were you saying vacuum?
No, we were saying the word. We were absolutely mouthing the words to each other.
But they weren't saying it out loud.
Right. Just trying to make each other laugh. The door to the classroom swings open and the principal walks in. There's like a, because our doors had the glass panel next to him.
Watching.
She comes in, she goes, you, my office now. And the teacher's like, what's going on?
She just watched
like behind your teacher's back.
Yes, like the teacher had no idea what was even going on. All of a sudden the principal comes in. It's like, oh my gosh. So we had to go in. It was this big interrogation and I got detention on my birthday. So I had to go home and I had to tell my parents that I got a detention for like the worst thing ever, cursing.
But you did.
Which you're just not supposed to do.
You were just mouthing it. That's not the same.
I hold that argument to this day.
No breath.
Thank you.
No breath. There's no curse.
Shouldn't count.
There's no, huh?
And I remember, so they had like, we had a little window at between school and when I had a baseball game on my birthday. And then I had to ruin that window when we were going to do cake and all this fun stuff and go, I actually got detention. And it was for something really bad. And I'm in big trouble.
So then they didn't give you the cake? Or did they?
They were so torn. They're like, well,
because they like cake.
Yeah, and they made it.
Well, and like, they already spent the money on
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and it's like, what are you going to
do? Yeah, you just eat the cake in front of the cussy mouth kid. That's
no,
what I would do.
I didn't cuss. I mouthed it.
I know you mouthed it. You're right.
Yeah,
I'm on your side.
Thank you. Yeah.
When did you have to serve that detention? Not that day.
No, it was later. It was like, I remember crying. I remember girls, other fifth grade girls coming up and consoling me, which actually made it a little better. But I remember literally crying. It was like my birthday. And I still went to my Little League game.
Here's the thing.
How'd you do?
Pretty bad. I was distracted. I was very distracted.
He was still crying.
All right. I stand by my assertion that almost everyone on the planet has had a bad birthday other than Erica.
Mm-hmm.
So,
only good birthday. Oh my God. I'm probably jinxing myself for
it's
this
just
coming
because
year.
It's you. Like, you're just, you force everybody to make your birthday good.
Yeah. I swear.
This is going to be fun.
I just think that I have people who love me and who treat my birthday with such respect.
Or else.
That's not.
Okay. Do you feel the pressure?
Yes.
How many days we got left? There's a clock in the other room just counting down.
Don't worry. You've got over 6 months.
Okay. What is the worst birthday you ever had? 303-222-5423.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Tiak and I are talking to people who've had their birthdays ruined. Eric is not allowed.
What do you mean?
Because you're making us all who've had bad birthdays feel like crap.
It's not that... birthdays don't exist. It's just that I don't believe my birthday can get ruined. I bet it could, though. Anything bad enough.
I talked about Noah getting his appendectomy that day or whatever. Yeah. I didn't even get to mine.
Yeah, what was yours?
Like, I've had so many, but like, there was a birthday that my mom made a chocolate cake. I've told you guys off the air about this. My mom made a chocolate cake, put it on the counter. All my friends were coming over, and my dog jumped up on the counter and ate the whole cake.
No.
One, my cake. I mean, chocolate bad for dogs, but also my cake.
Right. Yeah.
My mom had time.
Vomiting?
No, not really, weirdly. My mom had time. She made another cake.
Aw.
My mom's not real bright. She put it in the exact same spot.
No.
And my dog ate cake number two.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
He had to have gotten full.
It was a she.
She had to have gotten full.
Okay. Then she made cupcakes.
Don't.
My mom set them up on top of the fridge, so we had cupcakes. Turns out my dog was pregnant, and she was just like, I need lots of extra food.
Whoa.
So yay, puppies, but my birthday sucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, Helen?
Yay.
Bad birthday. What ruined yours?
I was with a guy for 2 years, and it was a milestone birthday, and he gave me a gift and then broke up with me.
What? Yeah. He said, here's your gift, by the way. Bye.
Yeah, he said he gave me the gift. He said it was so I had something nice on my birthday before he broke up with me.
Break up the next day, bro?
Break up the day before?
No, not before.
No,
not before.
So he bought the gift
for a week before.
Yeah, obviously. He bought the gift with intention of giving it to her to break up with her.
No, you still. Was it a good gift?
Yeah, it was a bike rack. I needed it. But I mean, that I kind of hated it after that. So
I would have used that bike rack to
beat him to death. Okay, that's weird. But I would just stay one extra day. Like, oh, I love you so much. And then dump her the next day.
I don't know if any of that's
Yeah,
good.
If you're going to get the gift anyways, at least just...
A week before would have been good. A week before. Yeah.
No, because then you're still sad on that day.
But then she could go out and party and be like, Who cares?
Be trampy on her birthday.
Yeah. Okay. I'm need to cry.
You're right. I'm on your side now, okay? I'll break up with you sooner next time. Joy?
Yes.
Bad birthday. What ruined yours?
So this is my first year that I had a birthday without a card from my mom because my parents both passed away last year.
On your birthday?
Not on my birthday, but they passed away last year.
Oh, yeah. Your birthday's bad because you don't get cards from them.
Right. Well, so this year we just moved to Colorado, so my in-laws came to visit. And the day that we were supposed to do everything for my birthday, my mother-in-law gets sick from altitude poisoning or sickness and has to go to the ER and gets admitted.
Had to be about her.
Yeah.
No.
I know, right?
Where did where'd they come from?
They came from Dallas.
Yeah.
Stop. She ruined, like, suck it up.
She, you know what? She ruined your birthday. Yes. She sucks.
Yeah, she sucks.
Sorry.
People from Texas aren't good.
Bold statement.
No, I'm just like, you got to suck it up that day.
Just on the day that you're playing everything?
If you have to go to the ER, there's no sucking it up.
Yeah, you do. You can suck it up. Just just pretend.
Remember when you tried that one with your child and he ended up having surgery?
He almost died. Yeah. All right. Suck it up. All right. Thank you, Joy. Have a great birthday next year. I kind of want to write her a card. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like write her something from her parents or something?
Yeah.
This is making me sad, as I knew it would.
Good. Mm. I hope we ruin your birthday. Dina?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're getting sad, so go ahead and make it worse. What's your bad birthday?
My bad birthday is, number one, my birthday's on Valentine's Day, so that already sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But my dad died on my birthday.
What?
Dina.
When I was, he froze to death.
What?
He lived in Minnesota, and he had dementia, and I got a I was having a super great birthday. My son took me out for dinner, and I got a text saying my dad was missing. It was all over the news in northern Minnesota, so you're looking like 50 below zero. And about 10 o'clock at night, they finally found him. He had fallen in the garage and froze to death.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
So the next couple of years were kind of rough, you know, like you buy liquor and they'd be like, oh, happy birthday. You know, oh, my God, that's an amazing birthday. And my first comment would be like, oh, it's not. My dad's dead. He died on my birthday. I'm better now.
Oh, Gina, my God. Can I switch gears for a second?
Sure.
You can try.
Yeah, I'm going to try. What was it like having your birthday on Valentine's Day? Because my niece is a Valentine's Day baby.
Mm. It sucks.
Perfect. I will not tell her.
And wait till her dad is
dead. No, stop, that's my brother.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.